Statement was given to the reporters here at Reading. ABB Rail Vehicles Limited will close its York works at the end of 1995 when the current workload expires, beyond which a significant production gap will open up due to a lack of orders. The 750 employees based in York will be made redundant.
Other countries, the German government, have put £46 billion into their rail industry to protect the jobs. This government has put nothing into this country to protect our jobs. And we've got a modern factory in there and lads that have pulled their heart out in there to get this place going.
It's 5 o'clock on Thursday, the 11th of May. I'm Barry Parker. Tonight, I'm joined by Adam Holmes.
The end of over 150 years of train making in York has been announced this afternoon. ABB Rail Vehicles is to close its carriage works on Holgate Road, from where Julia Lewis has this report.
The workforce were told the carriage works would close at a meeting at 2:15 this afternoon. Just after 2:30, a written statement was handed to the media here at the York carriage works. It said the employees will be made redundant through a phased programme running from July to December 1995.
ABB's Holgate Road factory is the biggest train builder in Britain and one of the most modern in the world.
I think one of the most poignant moments of the day for me was seeing union official Tony Walton as he came out of the meeting. He's usually a very jolly chap, always smiling, and he always vows to fight on, but immediately after he came out of the meeting, he was far too upset to speak and, I have to say, very close to tears. But workers at the York Carriage Works gave their reaction.
Very sad and shocked by it. We knew it was coming, really, but I think everybody else is saying, and there's nothing we can do. And I still blame the Conservative government for the way they have done these privatisations. And that has really put the nail in the coffin for ABB and all the workers here.
How long have you been with ABB?
About 43 years I've actually worked in this factory.
And family before you?
My father, my great-grandfather was here in 1869 to 1914. And my other two grandfathers were here till in the 30s, 35, I think, 1935. And my father worked here till 1974. He'd done 50 years.
I know it's early days yet, but what are your immediate plans?
Well, I haven't got many plans at the moment. I'll just work things out and see how I stand money-wise. And if I have to take a part-time job, I'll go out and do it, because I like to be doing work, you know, doing something anyway.
What do you think the reaction will be throughout the city of York?
I think they'll be devastated in York, because it doesn't just affect us. It affects all the shops, the small firms that deal with ABB, that bring the material and that, and all the hire cars that we have here at the moment. I think it's going to really affect York later on, I think.
Oh, there is. There's people crying their eyes out. I mean, there's supervisors. I mean, they've been leading them away, crying their heart out in there. It's devastating, you know. Devastating.
Well, that's the reaction of some of the workers you were interviewing, Julia. How would you sum up the mood tonight?
Well, it's a mood of great sadness, obviously, at the thought of what has been described as losing a way of life.